I'd like to welcome us into a very special evening tonight. Monday night is always very special, but tonight it's a time where we gather, and it is an ending preparing for new beginnings because it's our last Monday night for a few weeks while we prepare the center for our next season. So I'd like to welcome all of us with great gratitude and joy in my heart, and for the promise that this evening is one of these beautiful privileges and opportunities for us to gather and to dive deep through the practices of meditation and using the power of the music to help sit us in our hearts. So may we come together in this wonderful way that we've been learning, which is let us come together in the breath and take a deep breath. And let that focus on the breath be an invitation to relax again. Take a conscious breath. There is only one true purpose for us to be together, and that is that we might have an experience. An expanding experience of this presence that we call so many names. But this aspect of our being, which is the most important part of life, which is this unlimited presence of good and intelligence, and it is a perfect love. It is a perfection. Take another breath consciously. And so the principle that you've heard many times, that whenever two or more gather together in the name of truth and divine love, this I in our midst is expanded into our awareness and into our experience so that we are truly changed by coming together with sincerity in the heart. It's a true gift of grace. So again, take a breath. And relax. Let your body know that it can let go. That your mind can be open, letting it expand beyond all of the contracted thinking. And to expect the best for you in this circle tonight. A purifying of old ideas. An alertness, more of an awareness. Something may touch you, a peace, an inspiration, or a resting. It comes to us in so many ways. Again, a breath, very conscious. And so in this Monday night, we always have a theme for our evening, for us to be aware of, to contemplate and meditate on, and that we can carry through the week. Another primary focal point, and tonight it is the power of now. Breathing in. So much of our lives is really not lived because we're living in the memories of the past, and in proportion to how addicted we are to those memories will be how much we're projecting into the future. So we aren't experiencing our being we're experiencing memories. And memories are like yesterday's manna. It will not feed us today. We must be fed by now, by pulling our attention into this moment. So let us begin tonight again, watching the breath and knowing that we are here right now in the presence of God, right now. Where are you right now? Breathe that question in. Where are you right now? Are you embracing thoughts and thoughts embracing you? Are you in the past? 2 minutes ago, 2 years ago, are you in the future, a month from now? Where are you right now? Breathe. Let your breath become your dearest friend. Again, breathing, breathing with awareness. Where am I right now? Am I present? Notice. Notice if I am present in this moment, aware, alert. Stepping back from the thought that pulls me backwards or propels me into an imaginary future. Take that breath with awareness. Notice the mind, how it is so habituated to be thinking about memories. Talking about memories, propelling the past memory to dictate the future. Again, breathe with awareness. Simply step back and watch how often you are not here where you actually are, and how much in a day you are missing out on because caught in the merry-go-round of the mind. Where are you right now? Are you caught up in time? What has come before or what may or may not happen next? Are you making a grocery list right now? Are you thinking about what you did last year or what you want to do in a month? Or what happened at work today? Or what might happen tomorrow? Life is about now. We can only live fully right now. Do you think you can truly grow and expand when the mind, the monkey of the mind, is dancing in the past all throughout your day? Regrets, sorrow, good times, bad times, past, past, past. How often do we think on the past? Take a deep breath right now with awareness. What's it giving to your life by thinking in the past? Is it opening your heart? Is it helping you to get to know the moment? Is it a friend? Thinking in the past? Or is it a thief? Stealing away this precious moment that will never come again. Watch your breath. How many hours are you thinking on the future? What you're afraid that might happen? What you're afraid you might not get. What happened in the moment that your mind was all entangled in tomorrow? Where was your heart? Were you aware of the gift that's in your now, right now? Did you remember the gift of your breath? Your experience of the now? Did you experience the now when your mind is linked to the past or the future? Watch your breath. The now is where life is existing. The power of the presence can only be known in the present moment. And it cannot be known with the thinking mind. It can only be experienced. And as you fall into the now, you become available to the unlimited good that is waiting to break through into that moment. Watch your breath. Life is ever expanding, but cannot expand into your life if your mind is controlling the now moment by staring at the past or the future. We have the power to take dominion over our minds. Let the breath become a friend. your attachment to the thinking will dissolve just like that. And as you come to that breath, acknowledge, thank you. Because your life is lived only in the consciousness of now. Thank you. Don't live on yesterday's mana. It's poison to the moment. It's done. It's a teeny tiny box that we get trapped in. And we don't know why we feel so empty. The past cannot feed our soul. It simply makes us hungry. Fill yourself with this moment awareness so that you can experience this inner presence that is your truest self. Get to know yourself by turning to the now. You cannot know yourself through the memories, nor by the projection in the future. It's right here and now within us. Bless the past and let it go. Let it go. Be here now. Cut the ties that bind by dropping the past. Blessing it, let it go by coming right here, right now. Here and now, God's will can only be known right now. It cannot be known through the thinking. Watch your breath right now. Relax. Let your whole being expand into this moment. This is it, right now. But go deeper. Dive into this ocean. It's unlimited what it wants to give us. But we must be present to receive the gift. Where it will come and it will go, and we will have missed it. God's grace is now. Amazing grace right now. So we say, thank you, Jesus used the word acknowledge him constantly throughout your day. Every now, pray without ceasing, from one now to the next now to the next now. Oh, I prayed yesterday, that's gone. I prayed an hour ago, that's gone. I prayed 5 minutes ago, that's gone. Now. Now. Oh, I told myself I love myself yesterday, but what about now? I told the earth and my friends and my loved ones that I loved them 2 days ago, but what about now? Now. The power of now. We're brand new right now. The past is over. We're brand new right now. God is right now. Right now. Right now.